One. Zero. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Please, everyone, please forgive me. I'm slightly tardy. No, Poodle's not on this one. And that's
Poodle
not,
can go back to watching Fox News in your living room. Okay.
No, I don't get that in my house.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I just assume Poodle, you know.
Well, she does have her own device. But anyway, y'all, I got a little confused because I was trying to put together the opening of my little show, and Vader calls me, and then my headphones went off, and then it messed up all this, and then so I said I have to call you back. No, I said you call me back, and he says no, you call me back, and y'all, that's never a good thing because. Anyway, so I went to call him back and I opened up Skype and then it had to update. And then I realized that I'm not talking to him on Skype. I'm talking to him on Zoom, 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 Zoom. That's kind of like Robert a modern Carter. Day jalopy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So was that the skit or is there a skit?
No, that's the skit.
Okay, perfect.
You know, it's real life.
Ah, well.
Keeping it real.
If there's one thing we do around here, it's keeping it real.
Do it live!
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty in
yes, we heard that.
There.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 23rd of November, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. How is everyone doing? With me is the very confused one who normally can't keep his mouth closed.
Oh, I figured out how to mute.
Oh.
Big Fatty.
You guys, it's Big Fatty.
Bless his heart. Beginning
to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, Big Fatty. You are no Michael Bublé. Let's let him do the singing. Okay. Big Fatty, how are you?
Well, I am hunky-dory.
Well, oh, right.
By the way, have you pardoned somewhat special Chris?
I have. In fact, so much so, he said, you know, I know you were going to come visit in a few weeks. How about you just put that off till your birthday?
Oh!
Yeah. And I said, okay.
Okay.
That's fine, too. So, thank goodness for no airline change fees, Big Fatty.
Right.
Should we get right to it? Should we get to...
Well, no. You see this? We've got the red eye here. Not the red ass, but the red eye. You see that?
I do. Was that caused by the special chair, or you had an incident?
Well, it kind of feels like, you know, I don't have pink eye because they're not pink. But I've just got the red ass, the red eye. I didn't take the red eye.
Oh.
Which you could have taken the red eye to Palm Springs.
I could have, actually.
Right.
Probably, maybe.
Uh-huh. But
I didn't.
I've got to call the El Doctoro, which is Mexican for El Doctoro tomorrow.
Well, that's very important. Now, is that Dr. Stone?
Well, no, he's not an ophthalmologist, and I don't have an ophthalmologist, so I'm just going to go with my general practitioner.
Oh, well, you know, I can recommend an ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist? Who?
I Dr. Larry that repaired my eye.
Oh, he's an ophthalmologist?
Yes.
I thought he was something bigger than that.
Oh, he's an ophthalmologist.
All right, well, maybe I'll call
Okay, well, this is super exciting.
Okay, well, it's as exciting. It's like every other LFC. It feels like a big old stick in the eye, but yeah, let's go.
Oh, right. So yeah, well, how was your week, Big Friday?
Well, trying to think. Well, it wasn't a great week because, you know, I had to send back the old Apple clock.
Well, I know. And poor Big Friday he just don't know. So not that any of us are surprised.
I might try it again, but it's not going to be that particular Apple clock.
Ah, well. Have you ordered your Apple Mac with the silicon yet? Okay, no. Perfect. Okay.
No, I'm not going to order one because it doesn't do the banjo band that I like.
Ah, well. There's no better reason for not getting a computer that's modern than you know, recording the little show and the way that you've done it. Oh, yeah, it's so modern. So modern. Well, you know, last we talked, we recorded a little bit early because I was going to get on a plane and go to the Montana. And, you know, I just, Friday morning came and I called Big Fatty and he said, I have had an incident. I cannot take you to the airport. And I said, okay, great. And I was like, well, I'll just Uber. No big deal. You know, I started thinking about it, and I got a little uncomfortable, a little uneasy. And then I went to check in for my flight, and y'all, it was booked solid. And I did not have a seat, which, you know.
Lord, and you need, you.
I mean, I need two, if we're being honest. But then I was like, I don't want to fly on a completely full plane. And I knew that they would hook a fatty up, you know, and give me a good seat. But, anyway, so I ended up just canceling it. Luckily, there are no change fees or whatever, so I moved that. Actually, I'd moved that to my birthday weekend. And then it was quite the uneventful weekend, really, because, well, I didn't go to do anything fun and went ahead and moved my trip up. So on Tuesday morning, I got in the jalopy. And I said, all right, I got to go. And so I started hoisting up to Miss Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain home. I was going to do that on Thursday. I was going to do Thursday through the weekend or whatever, through today probably. But I decided, you know, I looked at the hotels. It was a fraction of the cost to go during the week. I mean,
now, like, did you get the whole room or did you only get a fraction of the room for that?
I got the upgraded room. With the hot tub and all the fun things. And so I, for like $45 a night.
Was it cold enough for a hot tub?
Yes, it was. Okay. During the day, it was like 50, but at night it got down into the 20s. So it was plenty cool enough for the fireplace and the hot tub. And,
as opposed to here where it is 80 degrees.
Right. It is. Actually, it's not 80 degrees, but it's raining and it's miserable
as we
record this. It was right when we were getting ready to start over here.
Okay.
My neighbor has lost his drone and he was walking around. I was shocked to see him walk past my back kitchen window. But anyway, which is how I noticed because I went out there to see what was going on.
That's how he keeps up on you, right? He raises that drone up to the second floor and looks into the Vader family compound.
Right, exactly. And if that is his
idea, heard a drone.
Well, no, I was looking out the back window. But anyway,
just to see if he was doing that,
just to make sure. Yeah, I mean the blinds are closed, so I think I'm okay. But so anyway, it was very uneventful, and the trip up there was lovely. It was cold. I spent too much money. You know all those things. But Big Fatty, I was in the jalopy, and I got almost there. And I pulled up to a stoplight, the first one, I think, since getting off of the intrastate. And,
you're getting into Mount Pilot. No, that's North Carolina.
Right. So I was in Tennessee. But anyway, and the jalopy said,
oh,
and it started acting up. So I did spend most of a day of my trip in Knoxville at the jalopy dealership.
Now wait a minute before we go any further.
Yeah.
Did you visit the 1982 World's Fair?
So, fun story. I have never been to Knoxville. Well, I'm not sure if that's true. I've definitely driven through Knoxville, but I don't think I've ever really gotten off the interstate. So I looked it up on my cellular telephonic device, and it said the jalopy dealership is 30 miles away. Now, what I didn't... Well, first of all, that's not close. But, you know, what I didn't think to do was to click the directions button when I looked it up. It was 30 miles away as the crow flies. And so it was a good bit further, and it was a lot of, I mean, it took about an hour each way, to get over to that. So I had to drive through Knoxville, and I did pass the World's Fair Spear, on my way there and back. So I'm happy to report the jalopy has been, repaired. She was having a little incident. It's been temporarily repaired. It's going in,
now,
for the big doings today.
Did we determine what caused the jalopiness?
Oh yeah, it was the rake, the concrete rake, plowing into it. Okay. So it busted a plastic shroud.
Before we leave Knoxville, mm-hmm. can we just take a short break?
A short break?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, here's the thing about short breaks is I can only click so fast.
Okay.
I think.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I need to tighten that up a little bit.
From the red earth of Mexico, it's coming. From China, a piece of the Great War, it's coming. From every corner of the earth, it's coming. And it's coming soon. You've got to be there.
You've got to be.
I'll be there. The 1982 World's Fair. You've got to be there.
I'll 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 be there.
We want to see how this is never ending.
Roger, Houston, we'll be there.
The 1982 World's Fair, you got to be there.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and click this delete button right there.
Oh.
That will never, ever be heard again. Yeah, so now, Big Buddy, have you ever been there?
I went to the 1982 World's Fair. I was there. I was there.
Well, that's, yeah.
It was a shitty World's Fair.
Well, it Tennessee.
You know what else premiered at a World's Fair?
No.
Now is the time. The best time. Now is the best time of your life.
We love a little Carousel of Progress, but...
Right.
So anyway, I got to see all that, and it was, I mean, honestly, of all... Like, I spent some money because I'm... gonna file an insurance claim and all that good stuff, but but like I just needed to get home and it's whatever. So but I got back into Sevierville and went and saw Miss Dolly's Chroma Light Spectacular Hootenanny. And I have to tell you, it was a hootenanny. I posted a photo on the Twitter of me with some of the lights.
I saw you in a toque.
It was fucking cold. But here's what I didn't plan on, and that is the max, the mask. I was outside for, like, within 35 minutes of getting there, I decided I was done. But then I was like, ugh, like, I guess, you know, I should stick it out and see all of it in the darkness and all that good stuff. And so I walked the park twice. And ended up having my dinner with some sort of French fries with barbecue on them. And they were disgusting, of course, because whatever.
But
and
you ate them all.
No. Like, because there was a brewery right next door to my hotel that was like had outdoor dining that was heated. And so I'd eaten there the night before. And that's why I'd planned to go back there because it was good and it was cheap. It was like $20 for three beers and dinner. And so, like, I instantly regretted spending $18 on fries with some barbecue on them. But anyway, was out there in the cold for probably about an hour and a half. Well, you know, you're breathing into your mask and it gets a little moist, if you will.
Yes. That's Big Fatty, throw it away.
Right. The fucker froze.
Oh!
Like, I was like, why is this rubbing my lips? You know, like, what is going on? And then I touched it, which you should not do, but I touched it to move it and realized it was frozen. Yeah, so that was fun. And then it was cold, and I did not have another one with me because I had ridden the bus. I didn't drive. And so I had to wear that thing. And then on the bus, it started thawing out, and then it got really cold and wet. So that happened. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Did you have chestnuts roasting on an open fire up there?
You know, that's what caused the French fry incident was all I wanted was some chestnuts or maybe some candied almonds or nuts or something. And I thought, okay, well, surely there's something to be eaten that's not a hot dog.
Surely someone's roasting.
Right. And like they have a sit down restaurant, but it, you know, like by yourself. Nah. And so, well, they have a few sit down restaurants, but I said, surely there's something. All I could find was popcorn and fucking pretzels everywhere I went. And the pretzels were like frozen from a box. So,
yeah.
Right. It wasn't like it was like Larry was back there making a pretzel. So right. I gave in and had the French fry and the $3.50 Coca-Cola. And I know. And then got angry and left and got back to my car.
They didn't have like hot chocolate or something somewhere?
They probably had hot chocolate, but the two places I stopped did not have it. They had coffee, but it didn't look like it was fresh coffee. It looked like it had been sitting on the burner for a while. So I think I'm good.
You get that in Colma.
No, we don't have a coffee pot at the Colma.
Oh, that's right. Thanks to COVID. Y'all have the Keurig now.
Well, I guess we still have that, but we don't use any of that stuff because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you don't want to be touching things and all that, where other people are going to... Anyway, you got to bring your own.
All right, so you're going back to the coal mine tomorrow then?
I am. I have... my last day at the coal mine is December 11th, which I was pretty excited about, but I'm going back tomorrow.
Sounds
I found
like
out
we're schedule.
Yeah, I found out we're working remotely on Wednesday. And then I am only to come in physically on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the rest of the year before the holiday schedule before I leave. And so when you do all that math, I have 4 days that I have to physically go there. So that's pretty exciting. But I did go today to check my mail and things. I was expecting a package, which turns out post office said they couldn't deliver. So it's been held for 2 weeks. But this is a big, big week coming up. It's the Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. I know you're looking forward to heading up to Hatville and hugging the cousins and the. Are any of the grandmothers still alive?
No. Okay. It's just cousins and cousins' families. So we're not super excited about that. The Hat Arena has invited 15 people.
Thank goodness she's listening to the CDC guidelines.
Right. She's, I hope this isn't a mistake. And I was like, but if I don't do this, then we won't ever do it again. You know how that is. And I was like, I'm quite okay with that if we're being honest. Like, but you know, I was like, I'm fine with it just being y'all. Oh no, we got to invite your aunt and uncle and your cousins and your cousin's husband and his parents. And anyway, do you have big Thanksgiving plans?
Wasn't there somebody special?
Well, I'm going to hell because she's a very nice lady. But my cousin's husband, his mom's name is Elma Ray.
Elma Ray.
Mm-hmm. That's Miss Elma Ray. And she makes the good yeast rolls.
Dolly Parton doing a song called Elma Rain?
No, it was called Jolene.
I don't know.
No. Oh, okay. It was Jolene. But anyway, so okay. Now do you have big Thanksgiving plans?
Well, you know, I bought my turkey roast a couple of weeks ago when it was on sale.
Ooh.
And I'm going to make me some moth white cone bread and make my sausage dressing. And now, speaking of dressing, do you do dressing or stuffing?
It's dressing at the Bader family household.
Okay, good. Because who wants to eat cornbread out of a turkey's butt? Anyway, well, never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Big Fatty, we have nattered for 20 minutes.
No.
Yes.
Say it
yes.
Ain't so.
I know. And everyone's like, oh, what is this? But you know what I think we should do? And
what
I've worked hard. Oh, my goodness.
For the money?
It's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am ready to play Dismembered Voice.
Well, thank goodness you are, because this week's theme is Turkey Day. Gobble, gobble, Thanksgiving. So, you know, the first Thanksgiving was celebrated in 1621, and I don't think you were there, but the old gal was.
Right.
You were out of town that weekend, but, you know, and they didn't eat turkey and all that. But there's a lot about modern Thanksgiving that I bet a lot of people don't know. And I've heard some, you know, weird facts lately about Thanksgiving. So, who proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday? Which president? I'll even make it even easy. Well, okay. All the options are presidents. All right. So was it John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, or Ronald Reagan?
Well, it's not Reagan.
Still waiting.
I'm gonna say Kennedy because it probably what it. I don't know. I'm just gonna say Kennedy because I don't fucking know.
Well, actually, the answer is Abraham Lincoln. He proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday on October 3rd, 1863. The reason? This young lady, Sarah Josepha Hale, who also wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb, convinced Lincoln to make it a holiday after writing him letters about it for 17 years.
Oh,
Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of a modern-day stalker back then, huh?
Basically. Okay, so the history of U.S. presidents pardoning turkeys is a bit patchy. And this is apparently Thanksgiving and president.
Before we go off that date... Uh-huh. October the 3rd was Thanksgiving? When did it
That's when he proclaimed it a holiday. I don't know that was the day that it was celebrated. I think that actually was like Kennedy. But anyway. So the history of U.S. presidents pardoning turkeys is patchy. Who is the first president credited with pardoning a turkey? Let's see. Was it Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, or Ronald Reagan?
I'm going to say it was Harry Truman because, you know, Dewey defeats Truman and Turkey defeats Truman.
Right. Well, Harry Truman is often credited with being the first president to pardon a turkey. But it's not true.
Oh!
Yeah. He was the first to receive a ceremonial turkey from the National Turkey Federation. And
then he killed it?
He had it for dinner. Yeah.
Oh!
John F. Kennedy was the first to let a Thanksgiving turkey go. And then Richard Nixon sent his to a petting zoo. But George W. Bush formalized the tradition in 88. George H.W.
And as people are listening to this, I believe that ceremony is taking place today.
Well,
the 23rd.
I believe it's happening on a golf course somewhere in Florida. Okay.
Okay, great.
Yep, the average number of calories consumed on Thanksgiving is 3,200.
This is by one person.
Yes, per person, the average, yeah. So, 3,200, 4,500, or 7,620.
Okay, now, is this a... Does it tell what the survey group was? The, you know, I mean,
Americans.
It wasn't like, okay, it wasn't like Pride 48.
Oh, no, no. I could understand how you'd think that was a freebie. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the 3,000. I think that's.
That sounds like a good number, right? Yep. Actually, the answer is 4,500.
Okay. Well, that was my second guess.
Yeah. 4,500 calories.
I won't eat that much. The best part of Thanksgiving is you hurry up and you get through the meal so you can have a turkey sandwich.
Ah, well, you know, yes, I suppose so. I do not like the turkey sandwiches, though. But it's really? Probably, well, it's probably more that the Hatterina, she's good at a lot of things.
But she does a Griswold turkey.
It's not very good. I mean, turkey in general is hard to make good when it's not like deli sliced. But yeah, it's I want it to
lots
be good.
Lots of gravy.
Oh, I don't like her gravy though. She makes this vinegar like giblet gravy.
Like,
she chops
up eggs to go in it too.
She does. Yeah.
There's no worse way to ruin turkey gravy than to put boiled eggs in it. Ugh.
Yeah, it's not my thing. And you know, when we do this at my aunt's house, it's usually a lot more edible. Because my cousin fries a turkey and then like my aunt just makes decent gravy. But recently my mother has decided that she's going to be in charge of Thanksgiving. So it has been nonstop Hatterina Thanksgiving for many years. But it's good. Well, you didn't do so great on that Thanksgiving quiz.
Fucking sucked on that one.
Right, but I mean, you know, you got to start somewhere. So maybe next year we'll do the exact same quiz and see if you do any better.
I won't remember. No. But let's, you know, since I did so shitty, maybe we should do something where you can do shitty.
Oh, well, what's that called again? Okay. What's that quiz program called? I can't ever remember.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Y'all, Big Fatty has gotten up and left the recording area.
No, I had to do a little fluffing on the silver and gold tree. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Daniel Brewster.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's alive. I was just on the Archer Gangbang with him the other week. He's the co-founder of Pride 48.
Oh, well, no. Daniel Brewster died in 2007. However, I can see where you'd be confused because his claim to fame was he was an American Democrat.
Never heard of him. Okay.
Okay. Bruce Valanche.
Oh. You know, he was an actor, or is. I think he's still alive. He was the good actor. So I'm going to go with alive.
Okay, and we would best know him from?
Wasn't he on the Hollywood Squares or one of those?
He was! You are correct!
But I've seen him in 1,000 little movies. Yeah.
He wrote a lot of the scripts and all for that Whoopi Goldberg.
Ah.
And things. All right, William H. Bonney.
William H. Bonney. I believe he... Oh, by the way.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yes.
I believe William H. Bonney is dead. And he...
We would know him from...
That's good. So I can't remember his character's name, but he was the one that was always taking a bath on Petticoat Junction.
Well, you know, you're very close.
I knew that.
He is indeed dead. You would probably best know him as Billy the Kid. Boris Karloff.
Ooh. Dead. Now this is tricky. So I'm gonna go with he wrote that song Monster Mash.
Oh, well you're closer than you think. You're almost a savant.
I know.
In fact, that could be that woman's name is gonna be the title of the show. What's her name again?
Miss Alma Ray.
Okay. Boris Karloff is indeed dead. He died in 1969. And he was in the horror movies, like The Mummy and Frankenstein and things
Well,
like that.
That was my first thought. But then I was like, didn't he do some sort of voiceover or something? I could never remember. You know, it's just...
That's Vera Charles.
Okay, so they're not the same person. All right. No, I'm going to have to work on that one. Ah. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh,
Lord, now, y'all, we have gone over time.
Vader, is the Vader family compound all decked out? Are the halls decked?
They are not. I had the plumbing issue this week, so I've been working on that, and it's not fixed, in fact.
Did you just take some Metamucil, and that didn't clear it up?
Right, exactly. So I've had a little leaky sink, and I'm working on that, and then... Some drywall repair from when I had the leaky windows. I've got shit torn out everywhere, and
let you know that it gets worse as you get older.
Perfect. Well, Big Fatty, I hope that I'm able to be here next week because you know, like if I make it through the gobble gobble day.
Well, the COVID won't kick in. Hell, might end up taking it up there since you're going back to the coal mine tomorrow, but who knows?
That's true.
Happy turkey day.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Was that Boris Karloff doing that promo for Pride 48?
It was. That's why I was so confused.